beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. Yesterday, I was watching a film, an old Hindi film, and it took me back to my memories. One interesting fact about growing old is memories, and they are delicious. Memories sometimes lose that sting over time. It may not be so bitter over time. And at some point in time, we begin to enjoy them. They turn into nostalgic memories that no longer hurt you. You might even begin to smile at them. How stupid you were. How ignorant you were. How sad that you spent countless days and nights crying over those incidents. You realize how they are not what you had thought they were. And those memories end up being pleasant, often melancholic, yet cherishable moments as age catches up with you. And you smile as they crowd your thoughts. I still remember some of the incidents from my childhood, which were so unpleasant then. For example, when I first joined a new school. When I first stood in front of the class while the teacher introduced me to the class. Or when I heard my then best friend bitching about me behind my back. Or when the cruel biology teacher threw chalk pieces at me. In fact, she used to do it to everyone. And then years later, I realized they were not unpleasant anymore. They are memories of growing up, of living through childhood, of building friendships, and of learning to let it be. Time has turned those moments into pleasant sensations, into memories that lighten the darkest nights and comfort me in the most miserable days. Memories are what help you live, prods you to connect with old friends, urges you to send a message to an old friend, or ask a common friend about whether they are in touch with this person from school or college. Sometimes you remember them fondly, laugh over the stupid things you've done together, how meaningless those quarrels were, how memorable those conversations were, how pleasant it was to think about them. I grew up in a convent, within the four walls of a boarding school. The experience was not pleasant, but the memories sure are. Whenever I connect with my friends from those days, we recollect them fondly. It was not so bad after all. Do you have such memories that prod you to reconnect or remind you to make that phone call or ask a common friend, are you still in touch with her? Or do share her number on WhatsApp. I have done it several times and it has always been worth it.